In a non-crisis situation, so say in the corporate responsibility arena, where you may want to say, look how much good stuff we do for the environment or for communities or our employees, then how would you see that, or what things would make you believe that they were really walking the talk?
Every time I read a CSR report, I cringe, honestly, because it's usually oversold. And maybe that's just me, because you know the sort of debate that's going on behind some of these things. There's the fundamental debate as to whether or not corporates should have a social role other than maximising their profit and returning that profit to their shareholders. And it's up then to the shareholders as to whether they want to be philanthropic. And I think companies are often afraid to say that. And we've got to make it look as if we're good for society, we are a social actor, we have a social role. And because certainly myself and I would guess an awful lot of other people recognise that that's not necessarily part of their business, that we see this a bit suspiciously. Then the bit that doesn't help, again, is the sort of research that particularly our American cousins seem to do a lot of, which is to map the image of the charity or the good deeds bit that they're into with their corporate reputation, corporate image, and say, okay, we sell baby clothes, therefore we should have a charity which is concerned with young people, with young mums or babies. And that is just
we want to keep mum's net on our side.
You know, that just smacks of doesn't smack of enlightened self-interest, as Marks and Spencer's years ago used to label their charitable donations. The other thing about M&S would be a good model here, always very generous, right the way through the history. At every AGM, shareholders standing up saying, "Why are you wasting our money?" And a difficult one for the CEO. Part of it is its impact on the public. But M&S never used to hardly ever advertise in the old days, but very rarely would they ever be open about what they were giving money to. Part of it's because I think they recognise, as we do now, that the biggest impact of CSR reports and CSR actions, which is more important than the report itself, is on employees. And we're picking that up, and we think there's a chain effect here. CSR influences the employee, and the employee in a service organisation influences the customer. It's that way through. So this wonderful word engagement, that's rage now in HRM. The employee will become more engaged if they think that
they're proud of what their company does.
If they're proud and they see them as responsible and not irresponsible. Here's a great place to work. I will go that extra mile, and that will shine through to the customer. So that's how we think CSR works, and we're in a minority here. We're members of an organisation called IABIS, the European Association for Business and Society, and they take a totally different view. Their view is that if you don't do good, then your profits will suffer. Our argument is that all that research, that there's a correlation between profitability and involvement in CSR, and the causal relationship is the wrong way around. Companies are more profitable, invest more money in CSR, not the other way around. Investment in CSR enhances profit.
And there are, of course, those companies where it genuinely makes sense to do CSR type activities from a customer point of view. So if you take Land Securities, as they make their buildings more efficient and they save their tenants more money, then actually that's a really positive thing. And so it's a plus for the environment. And so their mantra is to build it into their business because it makes sense.
Yes, and I think there's a lot of that if I go back to my school days. Iron exchange resins were incredibly expensive things. But now they're relatively cheap. And most companies will have them in their effluent streams because they strip out nasties like mercury. Oh, hang on, strip out mercury, and how much can we get for it? And even these days, you've got crematoria being told you've got to strip the mercury out of your flue systems. That's the law.
Mm.
Well, let's think of it completely the other way around. You know, we can't afford as a society to see something like mercury being vented into the environment, both from the environmental point of view, but also from the commercial point of view. There's a limited amount of mercury on this planet.
Yep. You certainly don't want it in the air.